I really start with a position with everyone of knowing yourself better exactly as you are, because I find that for all doing things is hard, right? Building habits is hard. And the more that we can build habits and strategies around who we actually are versus trying to do what somebody else says is right or maybe worked for them, then I think it's a lot easier to build sustainable habits.
Are you ready to hear business stories and learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and level up your business from awesome CEOs, entrepreneurs, and founders without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresh values your time and is ready to share with you the valuable info you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast. I have a very special guest back on the show today. I have Alexis Hasselberger. Alexis, excited to have you back on the show.
Excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, super excited to hear about all the awesome things that you're doing. We were just reminiscing a little bit about your previous episode, all the awesome things that you're doing. So before we jump into talking a little bit more about that, I want to read a little bit more about Alexis so you can hear about some of those awesome things. And Alexis is a time management and productivity coach who helps people do more and stress less through coaching, workshops, and online courses. Her pragmatic yet fun approach helps people easily integrate practical, realistic strategies into their lives so that they can do more of what they want and less of what they don't. Alexis has taught thousands of individuals to take control of their lives, and her clients include Google, Lyft, Workday, Capital One, Upwork, and many, many more. And like I mentioned, Alexis has been on the show, so make sure you check out episode number 279 when she first jumped on our show. And I was just doing a little bit of homework and research, and she has taught over 140,000 to 200,000 people in her course on how to take care and take control of time. And I read, which is what I absolutely love, I think as a kid, you were very much so a very organized person. I think you called yourself a teacher in your own right. So I love how we have those small seeds when we're kids, and it grows into all the awesome work that you're doing. So Alexis, excited to have you on the show. Are you ready to speak to the IMCO community?
Yeah, I'm really excited to be here as well.
Awesome. Let's get it started then. So to kick everything off, I wanted to rewind that clock a little bit, hear a little bit more on how you got started, what you've been working on since the last time we spoke.
Yeah. Last time we spoke, I was like in the baby stages of my business, and I'm maybe now in the toddler stages of the elementary school. I don't know, but it's been a few years for sure. And so I think when we spoke last, my main offering was one-on-one coaching, and that's what I had been doing. And that was a fantastic place for me to start. And I still do a lot of one-on-one coaching, but I also have a group coaching program that I run a couple of times a year. I have 4 online courses that are available. And I also have I do a lot of corporate workshops and trainings and work with corporate clients as well. And so it's one of those things, looking back, you always wonder when you look at other people's businesses, wow, they have so many pieces. And like, how do they do that? And then you start doing that and you realize, oh, they did it just a teeny tiny bit at a time.
Right. Yeah, I love that you said that. And that's one of the things I absolutely love about having guests back on the show to see what were those teeny tiny steps that end up being really big things that you're doing. Because we don't see all that. We see the snapshots. We say, oh, Alexis is doing, she's taught courses to all these different people. Like, we don't realize that it doesn't happen overnight or at a snap of a finger.
Definitely does not. And many of the things, I don't know about you and other guests that you have, that many of the things are not things you could have planned for. It's like with online courses, someone from Udemy reached out to me and said, hey, we don't have a great time management course for our business product. Would you be open to creating one? And at that point, I had never even taken an online course. Like, I had no business. Like, I was like, sure, why not? Somebody presents you with an opportunity. And then little did I know that like that would actually become quite a significant portion of my business and something that I really enjoy doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And you get to, I imagine, reach and connect with so many more people because you're able to take that knowledge, genius, expertise you've been able to grow and then have that now in course.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's exactly right, is that not only with those am I able to reach people all across the world, like I have people reaching out to me from India and from like all these places that are taking my courses, but also that having options in at a variety of price points for a variety of levels, I think has really been important for me as well, because I want to provide services to as many people as I can. And also, one-on-one coaching isn't always something that is accessible to everybody, right? Group coaching isn't always something that's accessible. And so being able to have something at a variety of price points that still serves a common need, I found to be really helpful.
Yeah. And so I know you touched on the different ways that you serve with work with your client. I wanted to drill down a little bit more to hear if there's anything more about like how that process works, or what's like a good first step if somebody's like listening to this.
Yeah, I'll give you the overview of all of my with time management, productivity, basically. How do I use my time in a way that feels good? I follow a similar arc in most of my products. So in my one-on-one coaching, my group coaching, and the online courses, they might be a little more specialized because people like bite-sized pieces of it. But I really start with a position with everyone of knowing yourself better exactly as you are. Because I find that for all of doing things is hard, right? Building habits is hard. And the more that we can build habits and strategies around who we actually are versus trying to do what somebody else says is right or maybe worked for them, then I think it's a lot easier to build sustainable habits, because I think you, me, and everyone else, we can make ourselves do something for some amount of time, but eventually we snap back to who we are. And so we want to have practices that actually support who we are. So we start there. Then I move into task management with folks, which really is task management. It may sound like not that sexy of a topic, but really it's just how we do and when we do the things we want to do and what we say no to, and how do we set boundaries around these things. And so having, for a lot of people, this is very disjointed. And what I help people with is how do we figure out a single trusted system so that we have one place to offload your mental load, to learn to prioritize, so that you're not having post-it notes and Asana and your email as a to-do list and Slack's a to-do list, and you have like 16 paper notebooks around, and then it becomes really difficult to prioritize. We move into prioritization, which is like, how do we feel good at the end of every day about the things that we did? Because we're not going to be able to do everything. There's no way to Tetris all of the things we want to do all of the time. That's just not it. You, me, and everyone else, we're all going to die with a big long list of things we didn't do. Right. And that's okay. That's life. But what we do want to do is know that every day the things we did were more important than the things we didn't do. And so I teach people to prioritize in that way. We move into planning, because planning is also, I really believe in separating the planning from the doing, because oftentimes when we are just doing what comes our way, we're not thinking about it from a strategic level. We're just batting the balls away as they come. And that's how we end up feeling, wow, I worked all day, but what did I actually accomplish, right? We move into our tools. We get really tactical. We get inbox zero, Slack zero, working with our documents. Like, where do we keep them? How do we find them easily? What technology tools are we using? We move into habit building because I think habits, we like to think that if I just have the willpower and the motivation, I will make this habit. And those are fleeting resources. So I use a lot of science-backed strategies to help people with habits. Almost done. We move into efficiency. So how do we say, okay, I have a certain amount of hours that I want to devote to work, right? How do I make those as efficient as possible so that I don't find work bleeding into all the other elements of my life? Or even efficiency at home. We all have life work that needs to be done, but I'm sure we'd rather be doing something else. And so how do we make that more efficient? And then finally, we end on focus. And so sometimes people think that's a silly, like, why would you end on focus? Wouldn't you start there? But a lot of times we don't know what to focus on until we've done these other steps. And so I think of focus as both removing as many distractions as we can, and also how do we find focus in a scenario where we don't have any distractions, right? Have you ever been alone in a room, your phone's not even in the room, nobody's there, and you still have trouble focusing?
What do I do? Yeah, what am I supposed to do now? Right? I've been working for this, now what do I do?
Exactly. And so we have practices that we work on around how do we create focus out of thin air when we need to. And that's the deep way that I work with folks in a variety of different modalities.
Nice. I truly appreciate you for breaking all of this down. So do you feel like that's part of your secret sauce of the organization, or a combination of both? Is it your ability to obviously understand, the habits and how important change is, But I feel like you also have a really great pulse on the human part of business, which I say we often forget about, and how those things interplay in everything that comes out or sometimes doesn't come out in our actions. Do you feel like having that pulse is something that sets you apart and makes you unique?
I think for me, it's necessary actually for the work that I do, because I think that with skills around organization, time management, productivity, et cetera, it's not like people are not having trouble with this because they don't know what to do. Sometimes they are, but oftentimes it's like they have read all the books, they have tried all the things, and there's still reasons that it's not working for them. And so maybe they need, sometimes it's that, as we talk about this journey, I have reordered things over time to have kind of maximal effect for people. Like I found that we used to have some things we would do before, and I'm like, oh, no, this has to come before, because if you don't have this in place, then it's really much harder to do this other thing. So sometimes it's like people just need you to take them on that journey. And then also there's often like emotional blockers for why we're not doing things. Like when we're procrastinating, it's not usually for some technical reason. It's often because there's fear involved, right? Or there's anxiety or the imposter syndrome, or there's a lot of things having to do with why we don't do the things that we quote know are right. And so, I think that if we don't address the human side, then we're probably not going to make a lot of progress.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I love it. So I wanted to switch gears a little bit, and I want to ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And we might have already mentioned this a little bit, but it could be like an app, a book, or even a habit that you have. But what's something that makes you more effective and efficient?
Okay, so I think that the number one thing that I would say is having a task management system, right? So having an app that works for you. I can certainly share what my favorite, I've reviewed probably 50 different task apps. And my favorite task app that I recommend to almost everyone, unless they have something they really love instead, it's called Tick Tick. So it's not TikTok. We know that. As much as we love TikTok, yes, that doesn't really help with our productivity.
Not necessarily.
But Tick Tick, T-I-C-K, T-I-C-K. And what I love about this app is that it is really easy to use. So you don't have to spend a lot of time like learning and taking tutorials. Like pretty much out of the gate, you can just use it. But it has a lot of functionality. So if you want to go deeper, you can do all the things that like all the fancy things have. It also is cross-platform. So you can be an Apple phone and an Android tablet and like your Mac computer, like all of this stuff is just going to sync everywhere. And it also has a lot of great integration so that it becomes really simple and frictionless to get tasks from email or Slack or voice entry or even your Amazon Alexa or your Google Home. You can really easily integrate those so that it feels more frictionless. And so just like getting everything out of your head as a CEO, I think as any human being, is really important.
Nice. I love that. And I appreciate you giving us that software. I have to check it out. So now I want to ask you a little bit more of a CEO nugget. This could be a word of wisdom or piece of advice. We might have touched on this as well too, but it's something that you might tell your favorite client, or if you happen to a time machine, you might tell your younger business self.
Okay. I think telling my younger business self, I'm going to go with. And I think that this is not a new takeaway for probably most people, but it was something that's definitely been confirmed for me many times over the past several years. And that is just listen to your gut, right? There have been a number of times where, you know, I would say two times where, say, I've taken on a client and I knew in the first intake call that it was just not going to be the right fit. I felt it. But you know what? Like they wanted to work with me. And of course, you're trying to grow a business, super hard to say no to money. And so you're like, we'll do it. And then it's not like anything terrible ever happened, but it's just like you end up realizing, like I should have listened to my gut. I should have said no. It would have been better for both of us. Or maybe programs I've signed up for before too, something similar where it's like, I'm moving ahead. I think on paper, this all looks right. And then you knew it wasn't, and you go through it and you're like, yep, I didn't get as much out of that as I thought I was going to. And I knew it from the get-go. Yeah. And so that's what I would say is our gut is actually real. I read an article this morning actually about the connection between our gut and our brain.
Yeah.
We think of that as like a woo-woo thing, but it's actually real. And so listen to it.
Yeah, I appreciate you sharing that. So now I want to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And our goal is to have different quote-unquote CEOs on the show. So Alexis, what does being a CEO mean to you?
So to me, being a CEO means that I get to spend every single day waking up and working on things that are moving my goals forward versus moving other people's goals forward. And so I think that's the thing that I didn't quite realize would be so impactful when I moved from being an employee of someone else to working for myself, because it's not as though you have less work when you work for yourself, right? You're still incredibly busy, maybe even more so, because you have more kind of drive and more interest in what you're doing. But I have found that there is just such an ultimate, I don't know, like pleasure in knowing that as a CEO, you get to solve your own problems, work on your own goals, move things in the direction of your own future in a way that it's just not the same, even when you really love your job and you love the company you're working for and all of that. And so I think that kind of freedom of pursuit, I guess, is the way I would put it.
I love it. I truly appreciate that definition. Of course, I appreciate your time even more. So what I want to do now is pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional that you can let our readers and listeners know. And of course, how best they can get a hold of you, find out about your courses and all the awesome things that you're working on.
Perfect. If people want to reach out to me, learn more about this stuff, there are a number of ways that they can do that. Of course, my website, alexishasselberger.com, which I hope you'll put in the show notes because it's impossible to spell for people, is a great way to reach me. I also have there a downloadable distraction action plan that can help you identify your primary distractions and remove those so that you can gain back hours of time every week for things that you actually want to focus on. So go ahead and download that for free. I also have a YouTube channel, Do More, Stress Less. You can reach out to me there. I post videos every single week, so you can subscribe. And then I'm on most of the socials at Do More Stress Less.
Awesome. Thank you so much again, Alexis, for coming back on the show. Of course, to make that even easier for everybody, don't have to enter spelling bee or anything like that. You'll have the link. We'll have the links and information in the show notes as well, too. But truly appreciate all the awesome work that you're doing. So thank you so much for paving the way and making that possible for so many different people. And I hope you have a phenomenal rest
of your day. You too. Thanks so much for having me on.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast, powered by CB Nation and Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Don't forget to schedule your complimentary digital marketing consultation at blue16media.com. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless Jr. Thank you for listening.